Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I'm going to talk about garden seminar today again. And some of you are getting really tired of hearing about garden seminar because you don't garden. Well, let me tell you, maybe you know somebody else who does if you're not the gardener. Maybe there's a neighbor that has a really great garden, a yard, whatever. And you might say, you know, have you ever been to the garden seminar? Or maybe you have a friend out of town that doesn't know about it. And one of the reasons I say that is because I haven't looked at the numbers lately, but at one time we had people from 72 different towns, from Denison to Sydney, out of Nebraska, out of Missouri. I mean, people come all over for this annual garden seminar, and this is the 19th one. So there must be something good going on, or we wouldn't have people continuing to come back, and many of them are repeaters. But we want to have some new people, and there's always space for more people in Cass County and Atlantic because there's so many more people that come from outside. Hey, let's have a few more hometown folks, too, to share in all of the good stuff. And then in addition to the Cass County Master Gardeners, sponsored by the Master Gardeners in Cass County, on March 18th, and I'll give you a few more details, I want to mention a couple others. Just in case you'd like to go to a different one, or again, share this information. The next week, the next Saturday, on March 25th, people have two choices because there's two going on in our area, kind of in different directions. If you want to go west, the West Potawatomi Spring Garden Conference is being held in Council Bluffs. Again, that's on Saturday, March 25th, 8:15 to 3:30. And I know that Jan Rickenbaugh is their keynote speaker to start things off. And with all of these, and I'll come back and mention this again, you can get the information and registration forms online. Now, if you want to go east rather than west, well, you could go to the one at the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center. And I'm sure it's true in West Pot too, but one of the great things about all these workshops is lunch is included for the fee. And when you go to the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center, they're also known for their really good food. So that's just a plus. And of course, you don't have to be a master gardener. Just, I'm assuming, interested in gardening of some type if you want to attend one of these. But you certainly don't have to be a master gardener. If you are a master gardener, you get continuing education hours. Now, back to Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center. I have a bit more information about the actual program for that. And this is kind of exciting. One of the speakers is going to be about bluebirds. And you at least have heard his voice. Chris Parks, our own Chris Parks, is going to be talking about bluebirds. And Chris has gotten very involved with the bluebird program here in the area. So it's great to see that he's on the program. Other kinds of things that will be included there is about water in your landscape, about small outdoor power tools. That's kind of an interesting topic that I don't know that we've had at any of our seminars. And also succulents, really popular right now, and flower arranging. Flower arranging from flowers in your own backyard. Great fun. And, you know, the kind of trend in flower arranging, it seems to me, is the simpler, the better. You don't have to have lots of flowers to do a really interesting arrangement. So those two garden workshops, garden seminars, they call them by different names, of course, happening on March 25th, one in Council Bluffs, and one at the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center, and that's near Orient. So as I say, and all three of these, I'm going to talk about the Cass County one here a little more in depth, but all three of those, if you go online, you can get the details of the program and also register online. For the one at the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center, if you just put in like Wallace Foundation, wallace.org, you should be able to find that registration form. And for the one in West Pot, it's kind of like the Cass County one. It's extension.iastate.edu and then / West Pot. I'm sure that will get you there. So just other opportunities. But let's talk a bit more in depth about the Cass County one. And as I mentioned, one of the reasons that we like to have people know about it is that it's a big variety, and it's a way that people come to town and share with each other, as well as maybe, you know, if they haven't been to the area, the Atlantic area, get a little more acquainted with the area. And one of the things that happens are dozens of great door prizes. The door prizes value is a minimum of $25, so you don't get lots of little bitty stuff. These are really nice door prizes, and they are donated by our local businesses and organizations saying, you know, we want to welcome you to Atlantic and the area. So that's just one of the pluses. Another plus is that the Downtowner is the group that does the catering for a little continental breakfast and for lunch and good food from the Downtowner. So that's a plus. That's all included in your $35 fee. Then Kelly Norris is our keynote speaker. We like him so much, he's going to do that twice, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, on different topics. The first topic, Plants with Style, comes from his newest book. He's written several books, and Plants with Style is the most recent one. And if you really get into that topic, well, he'll have his books there to sell, and you can visit with Kelly. I probably have said this before, because I get really excited about visiting with Kelly and what he can do, what he can teach us and so on. But I've known Kelly since I think he was in middle school, when I judged one of his or several of his exhibits at the county fair. And even then, he had already started doing newsletters and all kinds of things. I mean, this kid has been in plants forever. And then you may also recognize him as a person who started the Rainbow Iris Farm near Bedford, bought the farm out from Texas, along with his parents, moved it to near Bedford, and did lots of, you know, making new varieties and all kinds of things, really into the iris scene. And his another book is about irises. So it's always fun to hear Kelly and have him share his information. His second topic will be about native plants in the American garden. Those are the kinds that kind of, as somebody said last night, I was listening to a show, and you know, everybody's all worried about all the plants that are coming up early, what's going to happen and so on. And this person said, well, if you have native plants, they kind of know what's happening and they can take care of themselves because they've been around for a while in our weather changes. So I thought that was sort of an interesting take on that. They can take care of themselves in this kind of special weather. So in addition to the two keynote speakers, another thing that I'm not sure how much I've mentioned, and I think Lori mentioned, that over the noon hour, a little more than an hour, we have lots of vendors who come with all kinds of plant-related things and sometimes food and, you know, like homemade breads and jewelry and so on. You never quite know what's going to show up in terms of the vendors. So that's kind of fun to visit with them, see what they have to offer. And it's just a plus for coming to the garden seminar. In addition to the two keynote speakers, of course, there are 10 different topics. You get to choose three of those. And many of them do relate to plants, but a couple of them relate to herbs, and you get to make some herb-flavored butter and learn how to do that, and also how to make tea from herbs you grow. So those are two related to herbs, and something we haven't done in the past. This is kind of a new topic, and that is gardening with kids. So parents, grandparents, child care providers, you may want to come and check in on that particular workshop and just add to your knowledge and to the fun that you can have, whether that's in an organized setting such as child care, or whether it's just grandma having the kids visit and you can do something fun and new. So those are just some of the breakout workshops. Again, you can get this form online, and if you go to extension.iastate.edu/CASS, it should jump you right to the Cass County site, and click on the thing that says registration for garden seminar, and there you are. You can register online, or you can print them off and share them with other folks, and you should be able to find some of those bright colored brochures around not only Atlantic, but other towns in the area. So just think about that. It's a fun afternoon. You get to visit with other people. And one other thing that we always have, those of us who get lots of catalogs, spring, you know, getting us ready to go for all the planting in the spring, and we've been getting them for a couple months, we save those up and bring those. And so if you want to kind of get acquainted with some different catalogs, that's a good way to do it, because they'll be right there for you to pick up and take home. And a couple of pluses, there's going to be a bag for you to put all your good stuff in to take home, and there's going to be water. Sometimes we get a question about that. Be sure to dress in layers. You never know where it's going to be chilly and where it's going to be hot, so just come prepared. And we hope to see you at the garden seminar on March 18th. Until next time, here's a thought. The greatest gift of the garden is the restoration of the five senses.